News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
It's surprising nowadays to think that there was once a time when the runner would keep the minutiae of their jogs and weekly mileage to themselves. But now our social media feeds feature glowing red faces of a post-run friend eagerly sharing their complex split stats. So wrote Chaz Nuki Burden in The Spectator recently. And we're asking this morning here on News Talk Breakfast, has running become, maybe not exclusively, but very much so, performative? Joining me now is Gillian Hines, fitness expert and personal trainer, to discuss it. Good morning to you, Gillian.
Good morning.
Do you agree that running is all about now your Strava up on your social media and your post-run cup of coffee looking all trendy and it's all about the performance?
I think there's a bit of that. I think there's a tiny cohort of people. It's very much wanting to kind of let the world know. But I actually think it's much more than that. I think it's just wanting to share that thing that you did that it's hard to do. You know, it's hard to get out. You look at a day like today and you think it's miserable. But that thing that gives you that extra 10% push to get out the door, you might share it and feel a little bit more that you're likely to do it. So I personally think it's a great thing that people are sharing this. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's much more to worry about what we're sharing, the kind of things we're sharing and needing feedback on. This isn't one of them.
The performative aspect, though, it does exist, doesn't it?
Does.
A little bit.
There
are people out there, and I suspect that sometimes they're not even going. Is this just me, the cynic in me? That maybe they're not even just going for a run. They're just like, oh, I'm in my gym gear and I look great in my gym gear and I'm here with, you know, a coffee on a Saturday morning and I'm kind of living my best life, or at least making out that I am.
And I think we globally can look at that across the board with things.
And it applies to more than exercise.
And actually, look, you know, and I know the piece, you know, we were talking about that inspired this conversation today. But like, you know, there's so much of social media I would love to get rid of. There's so much that about the sharing that I would get rid of. I'd, you know, get rid of 90% of it. This isn't one of those things, though. To me, someone up and out, and I think most people aren't faking it, to be fair. I think they are up and out doing the exercise. And that's to be celebrated. That's, you know, that's them getting out the door doing it. And that's them possibly and likely inspiring other people to do it. We far more to worry about people not out active or sharing, you know, the bunch of cocktails on the table. We want them sharing the workouts. This is good news.
And what about the argument that this piece makes, that instead of enjoying it for yourself and instead of it doing something to personally lift you by doing this, it is about showing it to other people and getting validation and kudos for that we're not living for our own sake anymore. We're not enjoying our own activities anymore. It's literally like putting it out there as some kind of a look at me and compare me to other people and all of that. And that actually there is a negative impact. We got a really interesting text earlier, and I'll just read it to you, Gillian. I was addicted to the well-known app Strava for 2 to 3 years. It started out innocently, but after 2 months, I was battering my body. I started running 70 miles a week and then I went to 100 miles a week. It was never enough. I was getting up at 4 a.m. and out at 5 running. It destroyed my health and my relationships. I was miserable. I'm a normal person. I'm not an athlete. This isn't me. And the predominant message on Instagram, TikTok, is that it's branded as health, but it's not health. It's dangerous. I stopped running last April. I haven't run or looked at Strava since. I'm happier mentally, but I'm still recovering. We have lost the concept of balance. That's not going to be everyone using Strava. That's not going to be everyone running.
I think,
but there are some people sucked in, aren't they?
Of course, and like anything, I think, look, that's in a very extreme case, and I've every, you know, empathy for that woman. And I think that's almost, I would compare that to someone who had a form of, say, you know, an eating disorder. That's someone who's taking things to an extreme. She took it to an extreme with exercise. I think that's a tiny minority of people.
That's funny. Both of you and Shane both said, oh, that woman doesn't say anywhere what sex they are. I presumed it was a man.
Do you know what? Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I did just somehow assume it was a woman. And, you know, maybe unfairly so, but just I envisaged a woman when you said that.
Anyway, just an interesting point.
Yeah. But you know, I think that's a very, very tiny, tiny minority of people who would suffer in that way with something like that.
So is the big picture that we should be focusing on, never mind whether it's performative, never mind whether some people are actually hamming it up and pretending they're doing all sorts of things that they're not, and never mind whether they're looking for kudos or any of that, but that actually exercise and, you know, running, but exercise broadly and physical activity is good for us, and we shouldn't be knocking it because some people maybe take it to an extreme?
I think so. Look, it's easy to denigrate. It's easy to take a dim view on things, isn't it? But you know what? This, like I said, it's one of the good things. Like, this is to be celebrated. I worry much more about people being inactive than the tiny minority of people who are showing off on Instagram. And I know even myself, there's times where I've shared runs in the past and I didn't do it because I wanted to show off. I was doing it because I was like, I loved doing the exercise, and I was a little bit more likely to do it because I was sharing it. Now, I was sharing it as a fitness professional as well.
I agree with you, because I would often share walks. And back when I used to run, which I don't do anymore, I would have shared runs. for me, it wasn't actually ever about showing off, but it was making myself kind of accountable. I felt if I said, I'm doing this, I'm going running now, I would make myself do it. And it was a way of holding myself to account.
And I think that's it. And look, you know, these people who are on Strava and the like as well, it's a community. Like, it's a running community. And where you can't sign up with a group and go running on a Tuesday evening or a Saturday morning, you have your tribe, you know, and you're reporting to your tribe. There's something about social accountability and putting it out there to the world that you're doing that thing. You're much more likely to do it when you're reporting on it, you know. And look, and people as well, they're proud that they're doing the workout. And you know what? They should be. It's easy to take the easy route, sit on the couch, knock it out the door. It's hard to get out the door, especially on a day like today, for example.
Yeah, I know.
And if you can do your little post-workout picture and that's got you out that door, happy days.
I actually do agree with you, but loads of people text me, running has become more performative, but it's not in isolation. Every sporting effort or activity has. What was once humble and private pursuits have been engrossed by the social media machine to the extent that recording the event dwarfs the event itself. There are people who, I suppose, believe if it didn't happen on Instagram, it didn't happen.
And then, you know, and I agree with all that. And I see, you know, you're at a beauty spot and people are more busy taking the photo of the moment or having the happy moment with their children, and they're more busy videoing the moment than actually looking at the moment, feeling the moment. And we're all suffering from that.
The texter has texted back. I am a woman. I'm 33. Thank you for texting, and thank you for the text as well. It was very honest, and I'm delighted that you're actually, you know, not putting yourself through that punishing thing. But other people do like it. I run. I find Strava brilliant for mapping routes in new places, tracking when I need new shoes, and general support. Running is deeply personal, and the only one comparing your pace is you. I find people on Strava generally very supportive, no matter your pace or your distance, says Jared. I think there's something in that too. It depends on your mindset. I go to the gym and I don't lift the biggest weights. Yeah. I'm not the strongest person in the gym by a wide mile, but I actually find it a very supportive community. Like, if you go up at like half a kilo or anything, people are like, go on, that's brilliant.
And I know,
maybe it's your mindset though. Maybe some people feel more concerned by comparison than others.
I think that's
more vulnerable to it.
I think absolutely. And look, you know, that's almost a conversation. You'd be, you know, dragging me out of here in an hour because I could talk about this so much. And I worry for people feeling like they have to, you know, show off to others or compare themselves to others. That, you know, that's something that makes me very uncomfortable. I certainly don't want people feeling that around exercise, because it is a joy in itself.
And anything that's an obstacle to it is probably a bad thing. Thank you for joining us this morning. That
You're
is Gillian Hines there, fitness and expert and personal trainer.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.